This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. All right, folks, if you've been following my work for any period of time, we've taken a very interesting journey together. I remember in 2008 when the big housing bubble burst. And you may recall I was warning then that there's going to be a big day of a financial reckoning coming, but we don't know when. And we don't know how long the government can kick the can down the road. Well, really, the central banks. How long they can keep this thing going. Well, that advice still holds, and we don't know how long they can keep it going, but they've kept it going for 10 years, haven't they? However, I'm here to reiterate right now that all the things that you have learned, that you have contributed, if you've been contributing videos or articles or content or comments, anything, together, we have really explored a lot of important areas that are suddenly about to become like life-saving wisdom. That's my point here. All the things that we've talked about, survival and preparedness, financial survival, limiting your risk in the market, getting out of the stock market. Like if you're still in the stock market right now, you have a lot of exposure. Putting your money in things that have long-term value, like land, or even precious metals, physical gold, or investing it in your own business, or perhaps tools, tractors, firearms, ammunition, where it's legal, you know, all these things, even food supplies. You're about to be able to apply, you're about to have to apply all this knowledge and wisdom that we've been talking about all these years. It's coming. And you can see it. I think anybody paying attention can see how we've now lost civil society. There's no more civility in society, right? Not in Washington, D.C. The politics are all just, it's like winner-take-all deathmatch politics is what it's become now. It's pretty insane. But it's not just in Washington, D.C. It's also on the streets. It's the protesters. It's the tech giants and their censorship. It's the lack of civil discourse in the online chat rooms and social media sites and so on. Everything has become combative and even violent and extremist. These are all signs of what's about to happen, signs of the breakdown. Society will collapse. We now know because the morality of the people has collapsed. We now live in a nation in America where there are no more ethics, no more morality. No one plays by the rules anymore, it seems. And people have abandoned the rule of law. And this is true across both political parties, and it's true across every institution. We've seen really the total collapse of the credibility of the media. The New York Times is a fiction rag. Washington Post, fiction rag. We've seen collapse of any kind of public trust in any law enforcement. Who trusts the FBI now after all this has come out about the FBI running spies inside the Trump campaign and trying to carry out a political coup, collaborating with the CIA, John Brennan, and overseas spies? And that the FBI did that. The FBI has zero credibility. But it just goes on and on. The banks are bailed out with fake money. And the central bank is a massive fiat currency counterfeiter. There's no way around it. What's astonishing is how quickly people have come to realize all of this in just the last 2 to 3 years. A lot of Americans that didn't know that they were being lied to have been awakened by the post-2016 election events, where the media and the FBI and other institutions just collapsed their own credibility in these desperate efforts to try to destroy Trump. But they failed, even though they tried everything, and they sacrificed any last remnant of credibility that they had left. And now today, who even trusts universities anymore? Universities have become these bizarre left-wing indoctrination centers and so on. Every institution that you can think of in society has lost credibility. Big Pharma. You trust Big Pharma? no rational person does. Does anybody trust the EPA? Does anybody trust Bayer anymore that acquired Monsanto? Now those court cases have come out. Monsanto guilty of the cancers of people who used Roundup, you know, glyphosate weed killer. Several court cases now have found Monsanto liable. Now Bayer, of course, Bayer bought Monsanto. Who trusts Facebook anymore? Who trusts Google? Remember when Google's slogan was do no evil? And back in the 1990s, all of us, myself included, we were so impressed with Google. Wow, this is such a smart company, man. And their slogan is do no evil. And they're so awesome. And you can find anything. It's so awesome. Today, it's like Google, they're pure evil. Even Google's own employees are like, this company's evil. They're going public, whistleblowers. Like, Google's building technology to allow the communist Chinese government regime to kidnap and disappear the political dissidents to have their organs harvested. Like, that's Google now. That's Google. And it's the same thing with Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and all the others. Does anybody have any faith left in these institutions? No, not any informed person, not any rational person. Does anybody trust their doctor anymore? I mean, maybe there are some people who are still uninformed and they do, but surely people are very skeptical now of big pharma. They're skeptical of the food supply. People used to think Whole Foods was awesome. Whole Foods, clean food, everything's organic. Now it's like Whole Foods, oh man, owned by Jeff Bezos. Amazon.com, their buffet is full of genetically modified canola oil. Their brand isn't even that clean. You know, my point here, I could give you a lot more examples, but my point here is that society is collapsing because faith in every institution has already collapsed. And so now we're just going to get this ripple effect of what happens from here. I think that we can't go back. I think there's no putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. I think this is shattered. This republic has been shattered. And it's not going to go back to the America that you once knew. And so what that means is that all these things that we've talked about over the years, this financial preparedness and personal preparedness, personal safety, home security, self-defense even, food supplies, how to grow your own food, food self-reliance, seed saving, the mini farm grow boxes that I invented several years ago. We've been selling quite a few every year. All these things, all this knowledge is about to become the most important knowledge in human civilization, because people who lack that knowledge, look at what's going to happen to them. When a bank fails, they're wiped out. They can lose their life savings overnight, and it will happen to many people. Their city fails, their city collapses like it's happening in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Seattle, you know, many, many liberal cities for the most part. As these cities collapse, these people will have no clue what to do. Police can't stop the gangs, and they all gave up their guns in these cities long ago because they supported gun control, so they have no means of self-defense, and there's no more law enforcement, and it's just going to be a massive pillaging exercise, basically, by bad people preying on good people. You know, all these things are about to happen. We're going to see a financial collapse at some point. We're going to see the complete collapse of civil society, probably surrounding the 2020 election, both before and especially after, if Trump wins. If Trump wins that election, which right now it looks pretty good that he is likely to do so, the left is going to go into a level of insanity and violence that even they have never demonstrated before. If you thought Antifa was insane so far, and that all these crazy attacks on Trump supporters and people who are wearing MAGA hats and everything, if you thought all that was crazy in 2016, just wait for 2020, because it's going to be on a whole new level of crazy, to the point where it's probably, there will be some kinetic conflicts, I would imagine, some maybe regional civil war type of activities, not unthinkable at this point. But this is a time to consolidate. This is a time to really assess where you have exposure, where you have risks, both financial, personal, as well as geographic. Do you live close to the city? What happens if that violence in the city spills out into your area? Do you have a bug out plan? Do you have an escape route? Do you have a cabin in the woods, so to speak? Do you have a place you can go? Do you know how to get there? Do you know how to get there on foot? Can you get there on a bicycle? Do you have a bug out bag that you can even carry on your bicycle? What if your car doesn't work? What if there are armed roadblocks run by armed gangs? Huh? What if Antifa is running roadblocks and literally murdering white people? That's happened before, by the way. They've run roadblocks in places like Portland, and they just pull white people out of the cars and beat them. That's history. That's not even some theory. That's probably going to happen. Do you have a plan to avoid that? You know, my hope is that you are so far out of all of this, you are so far away from it, that you don't get caught up in it. You got to think about that in advance. What about your finances too? What about the bank holidays that are coming where the banks are shut down and the ATMs are shut down and withdrawals are limited? How are you going to get cash? Is cash even going to be any good? What do you have as an alternative to cash? What things can you buy now and store in your cabin in the woods, let's say, or your place out in the country, that to reduce your need to spend cash in the future? Because if you can get some storable food, if you can get some iodine, some first aid, some isopropyl alcohol, some povidone iodine, antiseptics are going to be very valuable. These basic things, if you can get some of these things now, maybe some red dot optics or something, get them now while you can, because they're going to be very difficult to acquire later. There is a rational argument for reasonable prepping and even stockpiling of certain things, such as food supplies, because you pretty much need food every day. Probably also need toilet paper every day. How's your toilet paper supply? You know, it sucks to run out of toilet paper in a collapse. That's for sure. Just ask the people of Venezuela. They run out of everything. So, you know, think ahead, plan ahead, and recognize that I'm not going to be on the air forever. They'll probably try to shut down all of my websites or something, or there'll just be failures in the internet. Who knows? I'm going to stay online as long as I can, and I'll keep recording podcasts, and I'll keep recording videos, and I'll try to help as many people as I can, try to analyze the current situation as best I can. But the internet may not work reliably. Electricity may not work reliably. There may be extreme censorship, or there may be regional censorship as the United States breaks apart into different regional countries. I'll be broadcasting from the Republic of Texas. But if you live in the communist combine of California or whatever, then they may cut off all Texas bandwidth, Texas websites. You see what I mean? Because they want to cut off Alex Jones, and he broadcasts from Texas too. So they'll just cut off all Texas websites. That can happen. So learn while you can, save the files to your local hard drive while you can, print out things, buy physical books that you can use as reference materials, store up reasonable supplies while you can. Think about all this now, because the number of years that we have remaining where America will exist the way that you have known it, those years are very, very limited. This is not sustainable. Things are going to start happening, and things are going to start breaking down. And before long, you're going to be living in a country that you don't even recognize, a country that may not even have the name the United States of America. You may be living in some new regional country with all new government, all new rules. Who knows? And if you're on the East Coast or the West Coast, it's going to be like a gun confiscation, authoritarian tyranny, by the way. So hope you're prepared for that. Get out while you can. Think about all this stuff. I'm serious about all this. And thank you for listening. Read my websites, naturalnews.com, newstarget.com, and watch my videos or listen to my podcast like this one at brighteon.com. It's the YouTube alternative for free speech. brighteon.com. That's E-O-N. brighteon.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited, It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger Store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.